Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Meir Turin. Meseches Tainus has been dedicated by Mr. Aaron Zweig, Le'iloi Nishmas Reb Shimon ben Nechemya Halevi.
The Mishnah in the beginning of the fourth parak of Meseches Tainus on Daf Chavav and Aleph opens up with the din, V'shleisha prakim bashanu kehanim noisin es kapeyem arba pa'amim b'yoyim. 3 times a year the kehanim can end up duchening 4 times a day, b'shachers, b'musuf, b'mincha, u'b'ne'ilah sharim. It's mavur from our Mishnah that where there are 4 tefillas in a day, there's nesias kapayim in every tefillah. The Hemek She'ela writes in Parshas Baloischa in She'ilta Kufchav Hey Eis Tes that according to Taisus and the Torah, Taisus in the Sechtes Rosh Hashanah and Daf Chavches on the Beis writes the Ramas L'Hacha that once a kohen goes up to duchen once a day, there is no more chia for him to duchen again. However, from the words of the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah Perek Tesvav Halacha Yud Aleph, where the Rambam writes that a Kayin, even if he duchened in one shul, if he now goes into another shul, and he finds that tzibur being mispal, and they did not yet reach Birchas Kehanim, so when they reach Birchas Kehanim, he's mechuyev to be nice to Yadav, and to mevarech for them, even kama pa'amim b'yayim, which is mefur from the Rambam, that there's a chiyev to duchen again. And so writes the Meiri, in the fourth parak of Masechtas Megillah, that every time that reaches Birchas Kehanim, the Kayin is mechuyev to be mevarech another time. And the Tziv says that Be'emes our Mishnah is meduyik like the Shitas Rambam. Our Mishnah says that B'shleisha prakim b'ashana kehanim are nice kapeyim 4 times in the day, b'shachers, musaf, mincha, and ila sha'arim. Which is mashma that the Mishnah seems to understand as a chiv to duchim by every tefillah, like the Divrei HaRambam. And the Tziv says we have to answer according to Shitas Taisus and the Torah that this that the Mishnah says a duchim by every tefillah is not a din d'iraisa, but rather it's only a din midrabanan. Or than it says, perhaps for Taisus and the Torah, we can give a different answer, that this that Taisus says, that the chiv to duchen midaraisa is only once a day, that is only if the kain already duchen during shachris, and now he comes into another shul, and they're dominating shachris, he's not mechiv to go back up and duchen another time. However, by a different type of tefillah, which constitutes avodah acheres, a different avodah, perhaps even Taisus would agree that there's a chiv midaraisa to duchen another time. The Rambam, whoever will holds that if someone enters another shul and they're up to Birchas Kehanim, so he's mechuyev to duchen another time, even if it's the same avodah, because the Rambam compares it to the same way that by the avodah in the Beit Hamikdash, every time they would bring a kain, a karban, he's mechuyev to makriv it on the mizbeach. So too, each time it comes as man of Birchas Kehanim, he's mechuyev to go ahead and duchen another time. So it comes out that it's a machaikas Torah and Taisvis against the Shitas HaRambam, had to understand our Mishnah that there's Birchas Kehanim in all 4 tefillas. According to the Torah and the Rosh, either the Mishnah is only speaking Midrabanan, because Midaraisa the Chiyev to Duchen is only once a day, or according to the Torah and the Rosh, since we're talking about a different type of tefillah, and has a din of Avodah Acheres, and therefore even Taisis in the Torah Maskim, there's a Chiyev to Duchen another time. However, if a Kayim would go from downing Shachris in one shul, where he Duchen, to Shachris in another shul, over there, even Taisus will agree there is no chiyuv to duchen another time. Taisus in the Sechtes Rosh Hashanah and Daf Tezayin on the Beis holds of this svara so strongly that Taisus even is bothered by Lashon HaGemara. The Gemara says that a kain, if he wants to duchen another time, he's allowed to. For Taisus, it should be an issue of Baal Taisiv. We know that is an isser, the din is a person cannot add on to a mitzvah. If so, for Taisus, how is a kain even allowed to duchen a second time? If midaraisa, the mitzvah is only once a day. On this, Taisus answers a yesod in Baal Taisiv, that Baal Taisiv is only when you're adding to a mitzvah. For example, you add an extra compartment to the tefillin, or you add something to the lulav of an eserg, another min. However, to just to repeat a mitzvah one time after another, over there is no concern about Taisiv. The Rambam, however, learns the Mishnah Kipshutai, that every tefillah there's a new machayil midaraisa of Birchas Kehanim. And according to the Rambam, that which it says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Ches on the Beis, Ibay Lai Mevarech, once a kain duchens once, he does not have to duchen another time. That just means that once he duchen once a day, he's not mechuyev to enter a shul to duchen another time. However, if he already entered the shul and they're up to Birchas Kehanim, over there the Rambam holds there's a chiyami daraisa for the kain to duchen along with the other Kehanim. And the Levushin Simon Kuf Chav Ches of Gimel writes like the Shita of Taisus and the Tor, that a kain who already duchen once a day does not have to go up and duchen another time, But ad kedei kach, the Levush clears a shayla, if he does want to go up in Duchen, does he make a bracha? The Levush ends off that it's tzarech in ledina, if the kohen is even allowed to make a bracha on the Birchus Kehanim that he does a second time. The Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Brura and Simon Kufchav Chesiv Gimel understood in the Levush that his question is, if he already made Birchus Kehanim during Shacharis, is he allowed to make a bracha on the Birchus Kehanim that he does by Musaf and by Mincha? So it comes out, according to the Shita of the Levush, there's not even a Chiyum Midrabanan for the Kohen to go ahead and Duchen another time once he Duchen once a day. From the fact that he says he has a question whether he's even allowed to make a bracha. If there be a Chiyum Midrabanan, that is Pasha, then of course the Levush would hold that he's allowed to make a bracha. According to this, the Tehil Yaina writes, what does the Levush do with our Mishnah that says that the Kehanim are Naisa Kapayim sometimes four times a day in each one of the Tefillahs? Zaktatilayin, we have to say, according to the Levush, that the Mishnah is just saying a minug ba'alma. But midrabanan, there is no chiv on the Kehanim to duchen more than once a day. Now the Achrenim are bothered by the Levush. How could the Levush have a suffix if the Kehanim make a bracha when they duchen another time? But doesn't the Levush himself hold that when it comes to Nashim, though they're not mechliv in a mitzah say shazman grama, however, the Levush says that if they do take lulav and esrog, for example, they make a bracha. So why should duchening be any worse when the kehanim want to duchen another time, though they're not mechliv? Why should it be any worse than nashim that though they're not mechliv, they still make a bracha? On this, the Birka Yosef answers in Simen Kuf Chav Ches Sif Katin Yigimel that we must say that the suffix of the Levush is not if they're allowed to make a bracha, but rather the Levush's suffix is on the Kehanim Mechliv to make a bracha the next time they duchen. But of course, if they want, they can make a bracha because they're not any worse than Nashim. However, the Tehil Yaina says that the Lashon of the Levush is not so mashm that way. The Levush's Lashon is mashm that he has a question if they're even allowed to make a bracha. And therefore, the Tehil Yaina wants to give a different answer. The reason why this is different than Nashim is because by Nashim Al Kopanim, when they're Mekayin the Mitzvah, they have a Kiyum Mitzvah. However, the Levush's suffix is, perhaps, there is no Kiyum Mitzvah even, once the Kehanim already Duchen once a day, so there's not even a Kiyum Mitzvah for them to Duchen another time. And Be'emes in Shal Shubis Marim Shik in Arachayim Simen Chav Beis understood that way, Lefia Emes, for Davar Pashit, that for a Kohen to Duchen more than once a day, he is not even being Mekayim a Mitzvah. Not only is there an Ochiv, but even a Kiyum Mitzvah there is not. And according to this, that which it says in the Mishnah, that they used to duchen four times a day in every tefillah, we have to say again that this is only minhaga ba'alma, according to the Maram Shik. Let's move on now to another inyan. It's mavur in our Mishnah that Nesias Kapayim takes place in the Shemina Esrei. The Yisrael HaDavar is because Nesias Kapayim is only b'shas avoida. Like the Gemara Masechta Saita and Daf Lamed Ches teaches, kol kayin shein oila ba'avoida shuvein oila. Any kohen who does not go up by the Shemana Esrei, by the Zman of Avaida, he does not go up anymore. Shanam, like it says in the Pasuk, Vayisa Aronis Yadav Al-Am Vayavarchim, Aron HaKohen, during the Miluim, lifted up his hands to Klal Yisrael, and he gave them the bracha of Birchas Kehanim, Vayayirin Me'asais HaChatas, then he came down from performing the Chatas. Rashi over there, Masechta Saita explains, Alma Va'ayra Avaida V'yada Ibirich, we see that he did Birchas Kehanim when he was still Asuk, in Shas Avaida. Taisus over there, Masechta Saita, points that as well. Therefore, it needs to be Dafka Avaidas Tzibor when Birchus Kehanim takes place. Similar to the case of Aisa Aaron, which was Avaidas Tzibor. And the Nesias Kapayim only took place in the Zman of Akrava of the Tamid. And the Nesias Kapayim, which is Chutz L'Migdash, where there is no Avaidas HaKarban, Afil Hachi Tfila is B'makam Avaida. And Taisus Mashma that it's a Deraisa. The Imik Bracha in Inyani Nesias Kapayim, Daf Tesvav B'dafei HaSefer Eis Aleph, brings down what he heard from the Brisker Rav B'Shem, his father, Reb Chaim Brisker. Someone had asked Reb Chaim, according to the Shitas that hold, that Tefillah is only Midrabanan, the Hainu Shitas HaRamban in Sefer HaMitzvahs, who argues on the Rambam Shita is that there's a Chiv to Davin Midaraisa. According to the Ramban, it is only Midrabanan. Ramban says it must be this way because we find Kama Pa'am in Shas Tefillah Midrabanan. So according to the Ramban, how do we have an Isias Kapayim Midaraisa outside the Midash? L'chayr, there is no Avaida. On this, Reb Chaim answered, and even according to the Ramban, that Tfilas Midrabanan, that only means that the Chiv to go ahead and daven is only a Midrabanan. However, the Inyan of Tfilah, Avad is a Kiyum Deraisa. When one goes ahead and davens, he's mekayim, this that it says in the pasuk, and therefore, even according to the Ramban, this marishman esrei is a shas avayda, and therefore there's a kiyum deraisa of birchas kehanim, which takes place, which explains there's a free that says that even mizman hazeh, there's a birchas kehanim mideraisa. Ke'enis Yisai, the Hemek Bracha says, to answer up Akasha, the Kvuras Ari, and Mesechtes Yuma and Daf Pezayin on the Beis. The Gemara over there, Mesechtes Yuma and Daf Pezayin on the Beis, quotes our Mishnah, Tanan Hasam, the Gimel Prakim Bashana, Kehanim Naisen Eskampeyam, three times a year, the Kehanim can end up duchening sometimes, four times a day. Shakris Musaf Mincha Uni'ilah Sha'arim, and over there, Mesechtes Yuma, we find the Machaikis between Rav and Shmuel. What does it mean, Ne'ilah Sha'arim? According to Rav, Ne'ilah Sha'arim was an extra Shemana Esrei, which was said on Yom Kippur. And according to Shmuel, Ne'ilah is just the Amira of Ma'anu Machayenu. Asks the Gvura Sari, Bishlam, according to Rav, that Ne'ilah is a Shemana Esrei, so therefore you have Shas Avayda. I understand why this Birchas Kehanim taking place. But according to Shmuel, then Ne'ilah is just the Amira of Ma'anu Machayenu. So if so, why does the Mishnah say that there's Nesias Kapayim? Doesn't the Gemara Masechtas Saita on Daf Lamaches teach us, Kol Kain She'ein of Ayla Ba'avayda, Shavein Ayla? A Kain does not go up at the time of Avayda, when they are saying Ritzei in the Shemana Esrei, he does not go up. So you see, Nesias Kapayim is Dafka in the Bracha of Avayda. And without the Bracha of Avayda, there is no Brachas Kehanim. On this, the Emek Bracha answers over there in Inyane, Nesias Kapayim, Ayis Beis, of course, one needs Shas Avayda. However, this, that it has to be Dafka, the Bracha of Avayda, that is only Midrabanan. Chazal and Rasakin, once already you are duchening in Shemayna Esrei, might as well duchen in the Bracha of Avayda of Ritzei. However, when someone goes ahead, even according to Shmuel, and says the Bakasha of Ma'anu, Ma'chayenu, since Saif is called Avayda Shebelev, it's called an act of Avayda, an act of Tefillah. Therefore, even according to Shmuel, there's a Birchas Kehanim that could take place during the Zman of that Bakasha. Let's move on now to another Inyan. The Mishnah tells us that one of the times when the Nesik HaPayim was during the Ilas Sha'arim, the closing of the gates. Rashi brings down from Yerushalmi in Perek Tfilas HaShachar, but there's a Machlekes over there when exactly is Ne'ilas Sha'arim. Yerushalmi over here, Masechtas Tainis and Daf Yudches on the Beis, but Daf Yerushalmi quotes this, Ad ema sayu ne'ilah, till when is ne'ilah? Rabbanan de Kisrin Amrin, the Rabbanan of Kisri said, is falgon Rav v'Rav Yoichanan. Rav and Rav Yoichanan had a machlekes. Rav almai ne'ilas shari shamayim. Rav says ne'ilas sha'arim is the closing of the gates in shamayim, which the Karban Eda explains takes place at nighttime. Rav Yoichanan says ne'ilas shari hechel. Ne'ilas sha'arim is the closing of the gates of the Beis HaMikdash that took place during the day after the Hadlakas HaMenorah. Amar Rabbi Yoiden Antudraya, Rabbi Yoiden Antudraya says, Mas Nisa Misayel Rabbi Yoichanan. Our Mishnah seems to support the Shita of Rabbi Yoichanan that Ne'ilah Sha'arim is Ne'ilah of Shari Heichel, which takes place during the day after Hadlakas Neiris. Why? Because our Mishnah says, V'shlei Shafrakim HaKe'anin Noisin Eskapem Dalpam B'yoim V'shachir Sumusa B'mincha U'b'Ne'ilah Sha'arim. Islach L'meimar Ne'ilah Shari Shamayim B'yoim. Can you say the closing of the gates of Shari Shemayim takes place during the day? Of course not. That takes place at night. The Pneumaisha explains that the Raya of the Yerushalmi is from the language of the Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that there are Noisek Alpayim four times during the day, and one of the times mentioned is Ne'ilas Sha'arim, so it must be a Raya to Rav Yoichanan. Ne'ilas Sha'arim means Shari Heichal, which takes place during the day. And it can't be like the Shita of Rav, Ne'ilas Shari Shemayim, because that plague takes place during the night. However, the Gvura Sari brings down from the Rosh Masechtas Yuma in Perek Yom HaKippurim in the end of Simen Chaf, where the Rosh quotes this Yerushalmi. However, the Rosh is mashma that the Raya of the Yerushalmi is not from the language of the Mishnah, but rather from the Etzim Halacha, that the Mishnah must mean Ne'ilas Sha'ar must mean Shari Heichel, because since the Mishnah says that Nesias Kapayim takes place during the Zman of Ne'ilas Sha'arim, we know Ein Nesias Kapayim Belaila, because we find that Nesias Kapayim is hookish to Sheiros, to service in the Beis HaMikdash. Like it says in the Pasuk, L'sharsoy u'avarech b'shmai, is so the same way Sheiros is only by Yayim Zakhtarash, Hu'ad Nesias Kapayim is only by the day. If so, ne'ilu masmin shari heichal, like Rabbi Yochanan, which is takes place when it's still day. However, the Gevurah Sari himself is very bothered by this mahalach of the Rush. Number one, he says the Lashon of Yishalmi is not mashma this way. Yishalmi does not mention anything about the yisayin of ein nesias kapayim belaila. Number two, asks the Gevurah Sari, how could the Rush say that because nesias kapayim is compared to sherus, therefore it could only be during the daytime? He says it's not true. We find sherus even during the nighttime. Number one, he says the Mishnah Masechtas Brachos on Daf Beis Amud Aleph writes, Hekter chalavim ve'ivarim kisherin kalalaila. The putting up of the fats and limbs of the karban are kosher the entire night. And haktaras chalavim ve'ivarim is considered an avodah chashuva because a zaru performs it as chayim misa. Like the Gemara Masechtas Yuma on Daf Chaf Daled Amud Aleph says, Arba avodas zar chayim aleha misa. For four avodas, a zar is chayim misa. Zrika ve'haktara, ve'nisach hamayim of sukkis, and nisach hayayim. He says nisach hayayim as well as kosher in the nighttime, like we learn out from Mechasa Meniskeyan, afilu belaila. So we find sherus, which is kosher, even at nighttime. If so, why shouldn't nisias kapayim as well be kosher even by the nighttime? In order to answer the Rush, one could say that as far as the question that we do find sherus at nighttime, this that we find haktara belaila, for example, the chalavim ve'ivarim that are put up the entire night, or the nisachim hayayin that when a carbon is brought, the nisachim could be brought even until 10 days and it could be brought at night. Now Rashi, in the beginning of Masechtas Brachos, writes that a carbon which is zrikas hadam was performed during the day, the halacha is then one could put up the chalavim ve'ivarim the entire night. Over there, the Yisod HaDavar is that since it's the Gemar of the Haktara, the Ikar Avaidah was done during the day, and this is just the Gemar of the Avaidah Sakarban, which was done during the day, so one can say it is Nigrar after the Avaidah Sayyim. Ashenkin to go ahead and start a new Avaidah, a new Akrava Sakarban, Balaila, Avada, one can say, the Rush would agree that such a thing is possible. And therefore, to go ahead and duchen in Ma'ariv, for example, which is a new avodah taking place at night, to go ahead and duchen then, or if ne'ilah would be at nighttime, to go ahead and duchen in that Shemana Esrei, that would be a problem of ein sherus v'layla. One can bring a raya to this mahalach from the words of the Ma'aril, because the Ritva over here in the Mishnah, in Divrei HaMaschil, Begil Prakim Vashana, Kehanim Nois Neskapeim, Dalud Pa'amim V'yayim says, from the fact that we say ne'ilah is by Yayin, from here we see that the Zman of Tfilas Ne'ilah is when it's still daytime, before the end of Bein Hashmashes. And he says, from here as well, we see that Ein Nesias Kapayim Belaila. Therefore, the Ritva writes, those who are Ma'acher Ne'ilah after Saif Shkia, they're making two mistakes. Number one, they're not being misfiled Ne'ilah in its proper time. And number two, they end up saying Birchus Kehanim Belaila Shalai Kedin. Before Shkia as well, the Ritva says is also not the proper time for Ne'ilah, because it's not at the time of the closing of the gates, and the proper time is once the beginning of Shkia already started. Now the Ma'aril writes that even if it was Nimshach, the Tefillah of Ne'ilah, into the nighttime, and by the time the Kehanim get up to Duchen, it's already the nighttime, Zok the Ma'aril, the Kehanim are allowed to Duchen, even though in Karbana is Ela Bayoim, so how could they go ahead and duchen? Zok the Ma'aril, since we find by the Evarim and the Pidarim of Karbanas, as long as they had a Zrika Bayoim, so then you're allowed to bring up the rest of the Karban the entire night. Therefore, who I did, since Ne'ilah started in the daytime, therefore the Kehanim are allowed to duchen, even though now it is the night. Now, the Shal Shuvah Zera Emes, Chilik Yimol Erechaim, and Simon Samachay, he's Matmi on the Ma'aril. He says, I don't know, where did the Ma'aril get this from? A new Svar Chadasha, which is not Musker, but Talmud. He says, the Levush as well, Paskins, in Simon Tafrei Shchav Gimel, like I'm saying, not like the Ma'aril, that even with the Abbot, if it's Nimshach Ne'ilah into the night, the Kehanim are not Naisa Kapayim. According to the Mahalach, who are explaining in the Rush, one can say that from the Rush we see like the Chiddush of the Ma'aril, because the Rush says that there's no Nesias Kapayim Belaila, because it's Hukash to Sherus. The same way Sherus is only by Yayim, so to Nesias Kapayim is only by Yayim. And that the Gevurah Sari asks, what's the Rush? What does the Rush mean? We find Sherus Belaila, by Aktechlov and Veivarim, by Nischei Hayayim. So Al-Karchal, there we see that the Rush understood that over there that's not a stira. Since over there, just the Gemar of the Akrav of a carbon which started by Yayim, such a thing is permitted. So Mel Huad in the Hekish of Birchus Kehanim to Sherus follows that same din, that as long as the Sherus began by Yayim, and just the Gemar of the Avodas Belaila, since the same way it's allowed to have Sherus Huad din, you're allowed to have Nesias Kapayim. The Mishnah continues, Elohim Amadais Lishanemar Tzavis Bnei Yisraelis Karbani Lachmi L'Ishai Tishmeru L'Hakrav Libam L'Yadai. The Mishnah asks, V'chi Heich Karbanei Sheladam Karav V'hu Ein Aymer Al Gavav. How could a person's carbon be brought if he's not standing by it? Hiskinu Nevi'im Rishonim Chavdal Ad Mishmairis. The Nevi'im Rishonim were Masakin 24 different shifts. Akol Mishmar O Mishmar Hayamayim Nevi Yushalayim Shol Kehanim Shol Levi'im Vishal Yisraelim. Rashi explains that the carbon Talmud brought from the Shkolim of the entire Klal Yisrael, and it's impossible to have entire Klal Yisrael standing there by all the Karbanis, and therefore there were Mamanim Amadais to be the Ebrim Kaiman. Now the Gemara is Medayik from the Lashon of our Mishnah, V'chi Heich Karbanis Sholadim Karav Huei Na'im Al Gabav, we mashma that the issue is Lav Dafka by the carbon Talmud, but rather it's Halacha by all Karbanis, that every Karban that is brought cannot be brought without the Bala Karban standing there Al Gabav. However, the Gemara Sari is bothered. How do we know this? The pasuk that we learn out this halacha from comes from Tishmeru, Lehakriv Libam Hayadai, like Darshan's in the Sefri, and that is a pasuk which is said by the Karban Talmud. Zakta Gvura Sari, don't tell me we're going to learn out all the Karbanis from the Karban Talmud. He says, on that there's a pircha, like we find Keseder in the Gemara. Malat Talmud, Shekain Tadir Bekalo. The Karban Talmud has a mila to it, a chumra to it, that it's brought every day, and the Karban Talmud is an ayla, which is totally burnt. And the Gemara asks this pircha in many places. Zakta Gvura Sari, perhaps you will tell me that the pasuk of Karban Ilachmi Ishai Tishmeru Lahakiv Libim Mayadai is not going back merely on the Karban Talmud, but rather it's going on the Musafim as well that were mentioned in that parasha. Dr. Gvura Sari, that's impossible to say, because the Gemara in the end of the second parak of Erechin on Daf Yud Gimel learns at Halacha that the Karban Talmud needs Bikur Dalad Yamim Kaidim Shrita, needs to be checked for 4 days before you shacht it. And where do we know this Halacha from? We learn it now from a Karban Pesach through Gzer Shava. It says by the Karban Talmud Tishmeru, and it says by the Karban Pesach Mishmeres, the same way over there by Karban Pesach, the Torah says it had to have been checked for 4 days before Shechita, so to the Karban Talmud has a Salacha of Bikur Dalad Yamin. Zakta Gvura Sari, if Tishmeru, which says by the Karban Talmud, is going back not only on the Karban Talmud, but also on the Musaf, if so, every Musaf also should need Bikur Dalad Yamin before Shechita, which that is not the case. So Vadai Zakta Gvura Sari from here is a proof that Tishmeru does not go back on the Musafin. It is only referring to the Karban Talmud. If so, back to the question, just because we see a Chiddush, a Tishmeru, when it comes to the Karban Talmud, that there's a din, a Mamadais, from where do we know to Darshan that there's a din maimed by other Karbanis as well? The Gvura Sari says his question is even stronger than this. We find even by a Karban Yachid a din of maimed and Shimur. Because the Gemara in the first parak of Masech the Saita and Daf Ches writes, Tanan Shemitaris Ayeledes Vesamitsairoim Pesach Shar Nikanar. And when Ayeledes came and a Mitsaira came, they stood in the entranceway to the gate of Nikanar. And the Gemara over there in Saita says, Bishlaim a Mitsaira in the stand, because it says Beferish in the Pasik, the Hemet Akayin Lifne Hashem, the Kayin should stand them up, Lifne Hashem, Eli Ayeledes my Taima. But where do we know that Ayeledes, the lady who gave birth, must stand in Shar Nikanar? Zok to Gemara, if you're going to tell me because they need to stand by their karban, the Tanya be learned in karbanin shodam karev, elm kein aymeru al gavav, a karban of a person is only allowed to be brought when the person is standing, the bala karban is there. On that the Gemara incites to ask, why do we only say the case of Yeledes? Zavin v'zavis as well. The Gemara answers in Chanami, the halacha would apply to Zavin and Zavis as well. We just happen to take one of the cases. Rashi over there says clearly, this that we know, that when it comes to the Yeledes, that she has to be standing there by her karban, it is learned out from the pasuk of Tishmeru, which says by the Talmud. On that, the Gemara Sari asked on Rashi, how can we learn out a karban yachid from the Talmud, which is a karban sibur? A karban sibur is much more chomer than a karban yachid. Number one, it's daich and Shabbos. Number two, it comes even b'tuma. So how could Rashi say that we learn out that the mamada is from Tishmeru, which it says by the karban Talmud? Because of this question, the Gevura Sari argues with Rashi, and he learns a different pshat in the Gemara Masech Saita. Vada is that the Gevura Sari min HaTorah, there is no din maimed except by the Karban Talmud alone, and not by other Karbanis, even by the Karban Musaf. Tishmeru goes merely on the Karban Talmud. However, midir Abanan, for a mitzvah min HaMuvchar, Chazal said, if you want to be Mekayim, the mitzvah min HaMuvchar, even by the Musaf, and even by a Karban Yachid, the Baal HaKarban should be standing by his Karban. He says, I even have a riot to this. The Gemara says that the Kehanim, Levim, and Yisraelim are all Ma'akiv the Karban. So we see that the concept of Mamadais is Ma'akiv in the Karban, Afilu B'dieved. And yet we find the Gemara Masechtas Eirvin on Daf Lamed Beis, Ha'isha Shiesha Leal Leida Yziva, a woman who gave birth or is a Zava, she must bring a Karban. Mevi'a Mais V'neisenes B'Sheifer, she could just bring money and put it into the Sheifer. And the Gemara over there says, because she could rely on the fact that Chazaka, Ein Bezen Shel Kehanim, Ein De Misham, At Sheichel Ma'isha B'Sheifer, she can safely assume her Karban was brought, because she could rely on Chazaka, the Kehanim did not leave there until the money is all taken care of. So what do we see? We see that the din is that there is no Ikov for her to be standing there the whole time. Vice dice that this din of mamadais, when it comes to anything else besides the Karban Tamid, is only a mitzvah min amovchar. And the only time that it's ma'akiv is merely by the Karban Tamid, which is learned from the pasuk of Tishmeru. Now the Gemara over there, Masech the Saiton Daf Ches, which is before that a ledes could be standing by the Shar Nikonar, and that is enough to mekayin the din amida of a Karban. And according to Rashi, the din amida by this Karban as well is learned from Tishmeru. Rashi explains that because she's Mechuseres Kapara, since a Yoledes is not allowed into the Azara because she's still not completely tar until her Karban is brought, therefore it's good enough for her to be standing just by the Shai Nikonar. However, someone who indeed is able to enter the Azara must enter the Azara and stand there by the Karban. Now, the Avedas David over there wants to explain the Pshat in this. Why is it that it's good enough just to be standing by Shai Nikonar since then she's not able to go further? He wants to explain based on what the Torah writes in Yerideya, in Simon Reish Samachay Hilchas Mila B'Shem the Itur, Minog She'avi Ben Aymed Al Mile. The minog is that the father of the son who's getting a Mila stands by the Mile, L'Haydiya Shehu Shulchay, to show that the Mile is his Shliach, K'dar Minog Abi Karban, like if I may a Karban, Afshe She'e Karbana Yishol Adam Karav, B'Hu Ein Aymed Al Gabav. Is it possible to have a Karban being brought for a person, and the person is not standing there when the Karban is being brought? Now the Bi'ah Grow over there, and Sifkatan Mem says, Mila is daimed to a Karban. Quotes a Medish that says that a Bris Mila is like a Kravas a Karban. And the Gain as well quotes our Mishnah Mesechtes Tainis, Eich Karbanah Shaladam Karav, Buhu Eina Aymed Al Gavav. Al Kapanim, in the words of the Torah we see, that he learned that the Amida was La Idea, that it's being Naseh Bishlichusai. And the Torah compares it to the din of Mamadais. Therefore, Zakta Avaidas David, since the site is like Dia Shehu Shulchai, therefore it's mustabra to say as long as she's standing in Shar Nikonar, and everyone could see that she sees the Karban being brought for her, that is good enough. The emes is, the etzim, words of the Torah, are a little bit hard to understand. The Torah starts off, that the purpose of the father standing there is like Dia Shehu Shulchai, and then he says, Eich Karbanei Shaladam Karav, V'hu Ein Ayman Al Gabav. How could a person's Karban be brought without him standing there? Now, it seems that when it comes to the bringing of a Karban, the Torah seems to be saying that it's also an idea of a shlichus. That since the Karban is being brought for the person, so the kain is a shliach for the person, therefore he has to be standing there, and therefore the Torah is comparing that to Bris Mila, that since the mail is a shliach from the father has to be standing there, b'shas da'asiyah sa'shlichus. Number one, that by a Karban it would seem the kain is not a shliach of the Yisrael. Like the Gemara Masechtas Kedushin, Nachav Gimelam and Beis, Amar Avuna Breder of Yeshua, Hani Kayani, Shluchi de Rachmana. The Kehanim are considered Shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Mika, Midi, is there anything that a person himself cannot do, and yet he's able to perform through a shliach? Therefore, the Mbashis of the Mashmais of the Sugi is that the Kehanim are not Shluchim of Yisrael. Moreover, we find many places where a person sends a shliach, and the halacha is the person himself does not have to be standing there. So therefore, why is the Torah saying that since it's like Dia Shehu Shulchai, he must be standing there? From the Gain, however, it's Mashma, a more simple explanation. The Gain says that we find in the Medrash that the Bris Mila is similar to a person bringing a Karban, and the Gemara Masechtas Tainis teaches us that when a Karban is brought for a person, the Baal HaKarban must be standing there b'shas takrovas HaKarban, and therefore that itself is a Mechayiv, is a reason why the Avi HaBen, where it's his Karban, it's his son, it's his Karban being brought for him, he must be standing there b'shas takrovas HaKarban. Perhaps the Torah himself doesn't mean that it's like a regular shlichus of Kol Tarakula, and therefore is a din, he has to be standing there. The Torah just means to explain that the sight of the Baal HaKarbon being there is similar to the idea of shlichus to show that this is being brought for him. But I'll go upon him, it's still a little bit hard to understand the lashon of the Torah, la'idia shu shluchai, it would seem, why do we need that for? Stam, there's halacha that the karban and bris milah is similar to akabas hakarban, and by a karban is a din that the bala karban has the ayman al gabav, why wouldn't that itself suffice? Let's move on now to another inyan. It says that the mesak and nevim rishonim, the 24 mishmairis, and on every mishmar, there was a maimon in Yerushalayim, shal kehanim, shal levim, v'shal yisraelim. The Pashtus Lashon HaMishnah would be Mashma, that the Kehanim and Levim as well were a chelek of the Maimid. Every Maimid was made up of Kehanim, Levim, and Yisraelim. And so brings down the Me'iri of Shat, B'Shem, Yesh, Misha, Mefarish, that every Maimid was comprised of all three. That the Magia on the Me'iri, Rav Avram Seifer, is Mitzayin to Rashi later on, Adaf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, Divrei HaMaschul Ma'akvin Es HaKarban. Rashi over there writes, and I quote, "Im ein maimin mikulan v'yishalayim." If there is not a maimin from all of them in Yishalayim, k'ditznan look you learned le'el amdaf chavav amnalef. I'll call mishmar hayamaimin v'yishalayim shel kehanim levim v'yisraelim kevan dekulu bailim ba'inan d'le'avikulu al gabe avoda. Zokt Rashi, since all of them are bailim of the karban, all of them have to be there b'shas d'avoda. Rashi on daf chazayim will be mashma that he holds that the Ma'amadais had to have Kehanim and Levim as well. However, he is Ma'ayra a good Ha'ara from Rashi in the Mishnah on Dachav Vavim and Aleph, however, the Ramaslu Kehanim and Levim, it's not Mashim that way, because he says over there, Shal Mishmer Hayayalim Yerushalayim, Kehanim La'avayda, Levim L'shir, when we call Ma'amadais, there was Kavu and Yerushalayim from Yisraelim, La'amayda Karban Achayim. From there will be mashma that the Kehanim and the Levim were not a chelik of the Maimid, but rather Kehanim did Avayda and Levim did the Shir. However, to answer the Stira in Rashi, perhaps you can say there is no Stira. Vaday Rashi holds that Kehanim and Levim as well needed to be a chelik of the Amida on the Karban, because they were also Bailam on the Karban, like Rashi said on Daf Chav Zayin. However, Rashi holds that you do not have to make a separate group of Kehanim and Levim, because since, anyways, we had Kehanim doing the Avodah, and Levim over there, Bishas the Avodah, that itself was able to be a Kiyam of Mamadais. And the Meiri himself argues on Rashi, and he says, Ein advarim nirim, nam estavar to say that the Mamadais needed Kehanim and Levim as well, Yisraelim were enough. We have to understand what exactly is the Seidam Achleikis over here between Rashi and the Meiri. Is a maimon good enough stam to have Yisraelim? Or is there a din that you need dafka, a chelik of the Anshei HaMaimid, Kehanim and Levim as well? Now before we explain the Yitzayin of Achleikas, the truth is that Rashi is a little bit hard to understand. Why indeed does Rashi hold you need Kehanim and Levim as well? We know by every shlichus in Kol HaTorah Kula, a Yisrael is able to send a Kayin to be a shliach, and vice versa, a Kayin could send a Yisrael. So why wouldn't Yisraelim be enough to be shluchim of everybody? And so asks the Gvur Sari on Daf Chav Zayin Amin Aleph, on Rashi over there, why does Rashi say it need to be a maimid from Yisraelim, Levim, and Kehanim? The same way it's good enough to send one Yisrael, that he's a shliach for everybody. In the same way we don't say that you need someone from each one of the Shvatim, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, to represent all the different Shvatim. Just Yisraelim is enough. So for the same price, Yisraelim should be able to be good enough to be shluchim of Kehanim and Levim as well. It would seem that the Machlekes Hirashi and the Meiri gets down to the fundamental yesod of how to understand the yesod of the din of the Maimid. Was it a gather of a shlichus, like we find in the Kol HaTorah Kula, where a person can send a messenger, and we say, shluchai shel adam kemaisai, the messenger of a person is like the person himself being there, performing the action. Or perhaps the yesod of Ma'amadais was a gather chadash, a different yesod, that the din was, since the karban belonged to everybody, was only right from Tishra we learn that there has to be a representation from all the Baalei HaKarban. Now we can say that according to the Meiri goes l'shitasai, because the Meiri writes in the Mishnah that we needed Zekeinim to stand there at the time of the Akrabas HaKarban, Zok the Meiri, v'havikil kulam sham, and it's as if all of Klal Yisrael is there, sheshluchai shel adam kemaisai, because the shliach of a person is like him. And therefore, the Meiri L'shitasai holds, the same way by Shlichas of Kol HaTorah Kula, I can send someone, a Yisrael can send a Kayin can send the Yisrael. Therefore, as well, that my mothers just have to be Yisraelim who were there as messengers for Gan's Klal Yisrael. However, Rashi, we can say, holds that it didn't go with halacha of shlichus, of Kol HaTorah Kula, but rather it was a new concept of my mothers having a representation. And since we find, as far as the question of Gvuras Ari, so why would I not need from Shevet Reuven and Levi and Issachar, each one to represent all the different Shvatim? There we can answer the Gemara Masechtes Shabbos and Daf Peches Amud Aleph brings down the following: Darash El Galila. There was a person from Galila that darshin the letter of Chista before of Chista. Brich Rachmana, blessed Hashem, the Yoev Eirayin Tlisoi. He gave us a Torah comprised of three: the Torah Neviim and Ksuvim. Le'am Tlisoi, to a nation comprised of three: Kehan Leviim and Yisraelim. Al Yedei Tlisoi, through a third one, Moshe Rabbeinu, was after Miriam and Aaron. The Yom Tlisai on the third day of Prisha, the Yachet Tlisai in the third month, Nisan Iyar and Sivan, Torah was given during Sivan. So we see a site from the Gemara Masechtes Shabbos that Klal Yisrael referred to as Am Tlisai, a nation of comprised of three, of Kehanu Leviim and Yisraelim. And therefore we can say Rashi holds, in order that Klal Yisrael, who the Karmen Talmud is there, is to be represented, you need a representation of Am Tlisai through the Kehanim, the Leviim, and the Yisraelim. Let's move on now to another inyan. And we've learned that when it came time for the Mishmar to go up, the Kehanim, Leviim would go up to Yerushalayim, and the Yisrael in the Mishmar would gather in their cities, and they would read from the Parshias of Maisa Bereishis. The Meiri explains, and so is Mashman Rashi, that the ones who were actually able to make the trek up to Yerushalayim went up to Yerushalayim to be there by the carbon itself. However, the chelik of the Maimed that was not able, they were too old, they were not able to walk so far, they would gather in their cities and read the Nyanim of the Karban. The Mishnah continues that the Anshei Maimed would fast four times during the week. Miyayim Beis, Ayayim Hei, they would fast Monday through Thursday. Ayayim Es'anim Be'erev Shabbos, when they covered Shabbos, they did not fast on Friday, out of respect for Shabbos, not to come in famished. The Loi Be'achah B'Shabbos, and not on Sunday, in order they should not go from Menuchah and Eineg to Yegiyah and Tainus via Musu and die. Now the Gvuras Ari is bothered. Once we already said in the end of the Mishnah that they used to fast from Monday through Thursday, so we could do the math ourselves and figure out that means they fasted for 4 days. Why does the Mishnah have to tell us as well that they fasted for 4 days? He says a similar question. We find the Gemara asks in the third parak of Yom Daf Lamed Daled. The Gemara talks about the big day Lavan of the Kayin Gadol, and it says in the morning he wore plusin of 18 manah, and in the evening he wore the gadim, white begadim, made out of 12 manah, altogether equaling 30 manah. And on that the Gemara asks, Tana minyan olamli, why did the Tana have to count up the math for us? Zog the Gvuras Ari, maybe you'll offer the following answer, that the Tana is coming to tell us that there is no kepeda, which days the days are fasted on. As long as all in all it equals 4 days, that is good enough. And if the Anshei Maimed, instead of fasting on a Monday of this week, wanted to replace it with 2 Tuesdays of the next week, that is good enough, as long as all in all it equals 4 days. And he says, such a Teretz, the Gemara in Yuma answers, the reason why we added up the number to 30 was to tell you that even if one beggar is worth more and one a little bit less, that is fine, as long as all in all it equals to 30 mana. Zot the Gvuras Ari, but that teretz won't work for us, because from the first in the Brayis on Amud Beis in the Gemara, that the tainus of each day corresponded to something unique of that day, and it was meratzah for things of those day, like the Brayis says, b'sheni al yard ayam, on Monday, the fasting would help the yard ayam, people at sea, because since in the time of creation, on Monday, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, yihi rakia mitach v'sech hamayim. So therefore, it's meratzah for things that happen at sea. Mishlish al-Hachem Idbaris, on Tuesday, it will be meratzah on people traveling in dry land, in the desert, because it says, v'seirah yabasha, on the third day of creation. If so, we see that there was a special inyan, they dafka fasted on that day, and they were not able to make up a different day in its place. If so, back to the original question, why does the Mishnah have to give me the count? I can just figure it out myself. And obviously, if they fasted from Monday through Thursday, it was 4 days. On this, the Gvuras Ari answers, and it's not a question. Bishlam over there, Masechtes Yuma, where first we say the prat, we say one bagot was 18 and one bagot was worth 12, and then we tell you all in all it equals 30. On that, the Gemara had a good question. Why do you have to tell me the math? I could figure it out myself. However, when we first want to say a klal, a general idea, and then later on we go into the pratim, that is never a question. Over here we said they used to fast for 4 days, and then we explain ourselves. What we mean is they fasted from Monday through Thursday. One cannot ask such a question because Tani Vadim Afar, if you find this concept, the Tana first tells the general rule, and then it explains himself. And so we find in the Gemara in the second parak of Masechta Sukkah on Daf Chav Zayin, where Rabbi Elazar Shita is that a person is mechayiv to eat Yud Dal and Sudas Chayiv Adam Lechel Sukkah, 14 meals a person is mechayiv to eat in the Sukkah, Achas B'Yoyim V'Achas B'Layla, every day of Sukkahs and every night. And the Gemara over there doesn't ask, well, once you tell me once every day and one meal every night, so obviously it's going to add up to 14, because that's not a question, like I just said. But over there, since the first said the klal, a person's mechayiv to eat 14 meals in the sukkah, and then it's mefarish what it means, over there is no such question. And therefore, who had it over here, since we first said the klal, that the anshei ma'ariv would have fast 4 days, and then we're mefarish which days, from Monday through Thursday, therefore there is no question of minyana lamali. We've learned kol yom sheish by halal aim by maimid b'shachris. Any day that there was halal, there is no maimid during shachris. Rashi explains that this refers to the ones who were in Yerushalayim, that they were not misbala al karban acheim on a day that there was halal because they had no time. They were busy reading the halal. Now the Rashash asks on Rashi, according to the svara of Rashi, that the reason why the maimid of shachris was pushed away was because there is no time because they're reading the halal. If so, why does Rashi say that it's dafka the ones who are in Yerushalayim? L'chayr, that same svar should apply to the ones who were nichnas ba'arehem, that they were tarred in the amir of halal. And be'emet, so writes the Ritva, that on day that there is halal, ein ma'imid l'kulam, and it's a tzarech ian, what exactly is the svar of Rashi? The Rimi Lunil explains like the Mahalach of Rashi, and he explains in the following way, that the kavana is that there was no kriya of the parsha to the anti Yerushalayim, because since they were busy with saying halal, their time was very short. They needed to quickly return to the Beis HaMikdash at this moment they were putting up the Evari Talmid, Ketaris, and the Sachim. And therefore, Dafka this was far to the ones in Yerushalayim who had to quickly rush back to the Beis HaMikdash. Ashenka and the people who were Ba'arehem, there was no such issue, and in Mela, even on a day that there was halal, they would still have the Maimid. There's another halacha that we've learned, that any day which had a karban musaf, there was no maimed that took place during this man of ne'ilah. Rashi learns that kol shekein, there was no maimed during mincha. And the reason being, because everyone was tarred with the karban musaf, every karban musaf has at least two animals that are brought, different than the karban tam, which only has one. And therefore, Rashi says the kehanim of the maimid were busy with the actual karban. The yisrael of the maimid were tarit lachtev eitzim to cut down the wood, lishayv mayim to draw the water. And therefore, it was daicha, the maimid of ne'ilah and mincha. Now, the Mishnah had continued and it said, a day which had a karban eitzim, ein maimid b'mincha divrei Rabbi Akiva. A day there was the carbon eitzim brought, there was no maimon that took place during mincha according to Rabbi Akiva. Ask the Ritva, Adayin yesh bei she'ela gedayla. There's a big question over here. We know that the carbon eitzim was not brought by everyone in Klal Yisrael. Only certain mishpachas used to bring the carbon eitzim on a specific day. If so, what does this have to do with the anshei maimid? Why is this the reason that on a day when there was karban eitzim, there was no maimid during mincha? The Ritva says we are forced to learn because of this question, like the mahalach of the Ravid, that all we mean to say is that the karban eitzim was not daicha the maimid, meaning people who it was their din to bring the karban eitzim, if they were part of the maimid, they did not get involved in the maimid because they were busy with the karban eitzim, who was a yontif for them. However, in a chanami, it did not affect anyone else who was a chelik of the maimid. However, the Gvura Sari learns a different shot, and he learns shan the Mishnah is kipshutai, that a day that there was karban eitzim, there is no maimid for anybody. And he explains, because since the yisoid of the ma'amadis was shalaye karbanai shaladam karev huayin aymin al gabav, that a person's karma should not be brought without the bala karban being there. Therefore, we're masakin to have people standing in place of the bala karban. So he says, during these 9 times during the year, this man of Atzeke Hanan Bil'am, we didn't want to have a situation where all the families have to slip up to Yerushalayim. And therefore, we were mamana, the people of the ma'amadis, that they should be the bala karban, stand in place of the bala karban during this man of the karban eitzim, and therefore they are tarred with this, and therefore we learned halacha, day of karban eitzim, there is no maimid by mincha. The Mishnah continues and it tells us that Chamisha Dvarim Irus Aviseinu V'Shiva Asa B'Tammuz, five things befell Klal Yisrael on the 17th day of Tammuz. The Bidul HaTamid, one of the things mentioned is that the Karban HaTamid was Nisbatel. The Charedim explains the reason why this Tzara of the Bidul HaTamid was such a tremendous Tzara is because it says in the Medrash that a person never went to sleep at night in Yerushalayim with Chait. Because the Tamid Shel Shachar was Mechaper on a person or any Avera that he might have done the previous night, and the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim that was brought at the close of the day was Mechaper on a person for any Avera they had performed during the day. And with this he explains the Yishalmi in Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph of Masechtas Brachas, where the Yishalmi says, "Came in the Batal HaTamid, Garmu HaAvaynais V'Nechrav Beis HaMikdash." Once the Tamid was in this battle, so the Averis were Gairim now that the Beis HaMikdash should be destroyed. He says, because once we lost the Karban Tamid, which served as a Mechaper, which cleaned up Klal Yisrael every day, so the Mele of the Chatan kept piling up and up until it reached a point where it was Gairim, the Chorban HaBayis. Let's move on now to a new Inyan. We had learned that in a day that there was four tefillahs of the day, there was Berachas Kehanim that took place four times, Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, and Ilah. The Gemara explains this only works out according to the Shita of Reb Meir. However, according to the Chachamim Dehainu, which is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, there is no Nesias Kapayim during Mincha and Ilah. And the Gemara brings down a three-way machlekes. According to Reb Meir, on a day like Yom Kippur, there is duchening by Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, and Ilah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there is only duchening by Shachris and Musaf. And according to Rabbi Yossi, there is duchening by Shachris and Musaf and by Ne'ilah. The Gemara explains that according to Reb Meir, the reason why they duchen by every one of the tefillahs is because the only reason why, generally, we do not duchen by Mincha is because we're concerned for Shikros, that perhaps the Kehanim went ahead and had a meal with wine. Mashenkein on Yom Kippur, a day of Tainis, there's no Shikros, therefore Reb Meir says we duchen by all four tefillahs. According to Rabbi Yehuda, by Mincha and Ne'ilah, since every day at that point in the day, it's Shliach Shikros, therefore Chazal were geizer that even on Yom Kippur, we do not duchen ever by Mincha and Ne'ilah. However, according to Rabbi Yossi holds Ne'ilah, since Ne'ilah is only on Yom Kippur, it's not Kol Yoyma, it's not every day, therefore we're not geizer about it. Mashenkein, only by Mincha, since Mincha is every day, and over there we're concerned on a regular day, there's a concern of Shikros by Mincha, therefore, Yom Kippur as well, there is no duchening done by Mincha. Now, Taisa over here in Divya Maschel, Mincha and Ne'ilah asks a question. It's Masha from Ar Siya that by Mincha and Ne'ilah, the Shliach Shikras, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, duchening is not done. If the Gemara Masechta Shabbos on Daf Yudam and Aleph says Beferish that by Mincha it's not Shliach Shikras. Taisa's answer is that everything is relative. The Sugya Masechta Shabbos is saying that Mincha, in comparison, relatively speaking, to Ma'ariv, by Ma'ariv there's much more of a Chashash of Shikros than by Mincha. However, our sugi is comparing Mincha to Shachris and Musaf. And as far as Shachris and Musaf is concerned, Mincha is more Shliach Shikros than Shachris and Mincha. That's how Tosfos resolves the contradiction between the two sugis. However, the Ritva says a different Mahalach. He says, we're talking about two different types of things. He says, the Kavanah of the Gemara Masechta Shabbos is talking about as far as the problem of a person to daven when he's shikr. On that, the Gemara in Shabbos says that by Mincha, it's not shchiach to have the level of shikris which asks a person from being misbal. Masha'enkin our sugi, which is dealing with the iser of drinking, a kain to have drunk when he's nisik apayim when he duchens. And over there is more chamer, the way the Gersa of the Korzav has in the Ritva. Over there's an issue, even if someone just drank a revius. And as far as that is concerned, by Mincha, it is shchiach for a person to have drunk a chal pachas or revius to create a problem of nisiyas kapayim. Now it comes out from our Gemara that when it comes to shachris and musaf, Rabbi Yehuda allows duchening because Shachris and Musaf is not Shchiach Shikras. And therefore, there's always the Nesias Kapayim. The Rach says, from here we see that it is asa for a person to eat before Musaf. And because it's asa for a person to eat before Musaf, in those days when they would eat their meals, had wine drunk with it. And therefore, we see from our Sugya that a person is not allowed to eat before Musaf, and therefore, there's no concern that the person would be Shasa Yayin. The Torah in Simin Reish Pevav brings a riot from our Sugya that it's asur for a person to eat before Musaf, like the Rach says. Now this that it says in Tilos HaShachar, and in Brachas, and Avchav Chesam Abeis, that the Halacha does not follow Rav Hunu, says, Asur Lo Adam, We do not pass like Rav Huna, who says that it's aser to taste anything before Musaf. That just means that we hold that ta'ima is mutter before Musaf. For example, achilas peres, or just eating a little bit of pas, kidei lisid halev, that avad we hold is mutter before Musaf. However, a full suda, that would be aser before Musaf, like it's muchach in our sugya. And so it brings the Rajb over there, Masechtas Brachos, b'shem the Ravid, that a full suda would be aser to be eaten before Musaf. Now the Beis Yosef over there in Simen Reish Pevav writes that this, that it's aser to eat before Musaf, is not just a minug, but it's aser medina. However, the Bach argues, the Bach says that it's no iser medina, however, there is a minug now not to eat before Musaf, and yesh by mishum al titaish taras imecha. Zot the Bach, if I'm telling you that there is no iser to eat before Musaf, so why does it say that by Musaf it's not shchiach shikras? He says because since Saif Kol Saif, Raiv the Tzibar, does not eat before Musaf, and therefore, ben zman ha-musaf is like shliach shikros. The Vilna Gaon, however, says, from our sugya, is muchach not like the Bach, and is muchach like the sheet of the Beis Yosef. Zog the Vilna Gaon, because it's muchach like Taisus's raya, that by mincha already it's like shliach shikros. So if so, how can we find that shachris and musaf al kuli alma one kiduchin? Obviously, over there is more than just loy shchiach shikros, but rather there's zivadai no shikros. He says this fits in well only like the Beis Yosef, that according to the Beis Yosef, by shachris and musaf there's an iser medina, and therefore no one's going to be eating before shachris and musaf, and therefore shachris and musaf there's bechlal no chashash shikros. Mashenkin, according to the Bach, that before musaf one is allowed to eat in certain cases, so if so, it's just like shchiach shikros. If so, there should be no difference between mincha as well, where mincha as well is like shchiach shikros. And the Gemara comes out, there Nachman says the halacha is like Rabbi Yosi, that there is nesias kapayim on Yom Kippur by shachris and musaf and by ne'ila. And the Gemara says, ve'elaha inna, why do the kehanim, why do they duchen by mincha on a tainis? If after all, like Rabbi Yosi, mincha, we are geyser on because normally mincha there is shikros. The Gemara says that since it's samach shkias hachama kaparsi, then bela it has a din ketfilas neila. Taisus and Devir Maschal Inna says that because of this, because he paskin like Rabbi Yosi, therefore mincha yom kippur there is no nesias kapayim because mincha yom kippur is davin ba'id hayom gadol. Mashenkin mincha on other fast days there is nesias kapayim because it is samach shkia, therefore it has a din like neila. Now, in our sugya is mevur that the derech b'zman chazal was that they were mispal mincha on a tainis samach l'shkias achama, and therefore they didn't like ne'ila where they duchened. The chazain ish in our chayim simin chaf is nestapik. What is the din b'zman hazeh if a tzibur is mispal mincha mincha gedayla v'aydayim gadol when it's still the day? Would they duchen or not? This is Negea in Eretz Yisrael, where they duchen every day. So it's Negea the Shaila, where they duchen. The Maril holds that over there, Chai Gavna, they would not be Nesei Kapayim, because since it's Asul Amiti on a regular Mincha, and on a regular Mincha we're concerned for Shikros, the only reason why by a Mincha on a Tainis, since it's Sam Chishki as a Cham, it's like Ne'ila. However, if they're in a Chanami, if they're Mispal Ma'ida Yom Gadol, the halacha would be that they're not duchen, they do not duchen. This is brought down in the Magen Avraham and Simen, Kuf Chav Tes, of Katan Aleph. However, the Chazon Ish himself is Mesupik, he says in Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, they're Saisin, the halacha, that there is Nesias Kapayim on Mincha and on a Tainis, and they do not say it's Dafke if you Mispal Mincha, mi Plaga Mincha Ve'elech. The Chazon Ish says that the Svara could be that even though the reason given in the Gemara is because Samach Ishkias Achama, perhaps this is only a tam why Chazal went ahead and were misakin that by mincha the tainis didn't see a skapayim as opposed to generally by a mincha. However, today it's a takana kavua and mincha the tainis that's the see a skapayim, even in a place where they daven mincha gedoyla. The Tehillu Yoyner brings down, interesting to note, that in the base of Medish of the Chazayin Ish, the minhag is that they, even when they're mispal mincha gedoyla, on the day of a tainis, there is nesias kapayim. However, in Yerushalayim, the minhag is not that way. And in Yerushalayim, the only time there's nesias kapayim is taka if they're mispalol samach l'shkias hachama.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.